Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Case for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schultz strikes out. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Hegan and Lobbs is out. There goes Judnick. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman is walked intentionally. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Fleming scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sierra moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Sierra scores. Ross moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Locatello now playing third base. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. Lobbs moves to third. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Biskin now pitching. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sierra moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sierra moves to third. Ross moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sierra scores. Ross scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Feller moves to second. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 3 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. One out. It's 6-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fleming hits a line drive towards first. Stevens catches it and steps on first to double up Case. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Sierra moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Sears pinch hits for Frank Biskin. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Ferenz now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Conway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.